Morning Watch, Taking the Way of Life in the Lord's Recovery, Week 12, Friday Related Verses, Matthew 16:18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. John 11:10-25. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. Ephesians 1:19-23. And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? According to the operation of the might of his strength, which he caused to operate in Christ in raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavenlies. Far above all rule and authority and power and lordship and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he subjected all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Ephesians 4:15-16. But holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Hebrews 2:14-15. Since therefore the children have shared in blood and flesh, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is the devil, and might release those who because of the fear of death through all their life were held in slavery. Related reading. Christ is the resurrection and the life. Since the church is the vessel of Christ on earth, it should express this life and resurrection. God intends for the church to manifest the life of Christ. Hence, the church must be full of life. In the church, everything that issues from God is life, and everything that issues from Satan is death. The main goal of the Lord coming to earth is for man to have life. That is, for man to receive God's life. God's Christ is life, and God's Christ is resurrection, and the church is the vessel of this life and resurrection. Through the church, the vessel of Christ, God dispenses his life and riches to men. Satan is God's rival. He attacks everything that God wants to do. Since God's goal today is the church, Satan's attacks are directed specifically against the church. Satan does not necessarily stumble Christians or the church with the enticement of sin or the world, because these things are too obvious. While we may be free from sin and not love the world, we can still be under Satan's attacks. Dealing with sin and the world alone is not enough to stop the attacks of Satan. The ultimate weapon Satan uses to attack the church is death. Death is not easily identifiable. It can creep secretly into the church. This does not mean that Satan will not use the world and sin to attack the church. It means that Satan can use refined and moral things, not just filthy and treacherous sins, to attack Christians. Many refined and moral things are filled with death, and Satan can easily utilize these deadly things to attack the church. Matthew 16:18 says that the foundation of the Lord's church is Christ the rock, and the gates of Hades cannot prevail against this church. Hades is death. If the church has its roots in heaven, it will be impossible to cut it off from heaven, because its roots are entrenched, and death cannot prevail against it. The only reason that death cannot prevail over the church is that the church is built upon Christ the rock. Many Christians know whether or not a sermon is well delivered, but it is hard for them to distinguish between death and resurrection. But if the church is built on Christ the rock, it will distinguish between death and life, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Romans 8:10 corresponds with John 12:25. Romans 8:10 is on the body and the spirit, while John 12 is on the soul, both the preserving and the losing of the soul. In both cases, the end result is related to death and resurrection. Everything that issues from the body or from the soul results in death, which is Hades, whereas everything that issues from the spirit results in life. A Christian should not ask whether a thing is good or evil, but should ask from where a thing originates. Does it originate from the natural life, the flesh, the soul, or does it originate from the spirit? Of all the things that a Christian possesses, only those that originate from the spirit are of life, and only they can give others life. Nothing else, no matter how good, profitable, or nice, gives life. The church needs life, the resurrection life of Christ. No doctrine, idea, theology, or exposition can replace the life of Christ. Only the life of Christ and that which issues from it will prevail against the gates of Hades. Everything else is just disguised forms of death and cannot withstand the attacks of Satan. May the Lord be merciful to us, and may he keep us from touching death or bringing death into the church. May God fill the church with life, and may Satan